Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meow Mix, Carolina Panthers podcast. My name is Steven.
My name is Jerry.
And we promised that we would take some time off, but daggummit, we just can't. We can't quit, you guys. We can't quit these Panthers.
We knew this was we were hoping this podcast was going to get recorded today or tomorrow, so let's be serious here.
Yeah, well, real quick, the Panthers got shut out 9-0 against the Bucks yesterday.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Not really going to talk about that when everybody sucked. So we'll move past that. Although, I guess the defense played well, but otherwise, should have won, but didn't. So we're going to move on past that because, honestly, I don't want to talk about it. Jerry doesn't want to talk about it. You don't want to hear about it. Like, there was nothing.
The organization doesn't want to hear about it. They've already, three or four days into the future, it feels like, the way they're moving and shaking.
Yeah, which we will talk about. Obviously, the big news today, Scott Fitter was let go. Not a surprise.
No.
If you want to hear our thoughts about Scott Fitter and the job that he's done, we went deep dive a couple of weeks ago into it. But suffice to say, we were not huge fans at this point in time. We were excited when he first got hired and thought, Seattle being a stable and franchise that made a lot of good decisions and won a Super Bowl and all that while he was there, that success did not follow him to Carolina.
No, I mean, honestly, he had like three or four okay draft picks, and we're talking about some late rounders. He had a horrible draft record. He brought in a couple good players, but he let a lot of bad moves go through his fingers and a lot of bad moves he made.
Yeah, I saw someone on Twitter trying to say that the 2021 draft with where J.C. Horn was drafted was low-key a stellar draft. And I'm like, no, that draft sucked. Man, that draft was terrible. Could have been a good draft, but it was a bad draft. They've all been bad drafts. You might get a good play, like Chuba came out of that draft. Fine. Good fourth-round pick. He's a solid RB2. Can start if you need him to, but he's not going to blow anybody away. Solid player. Fourth-round pick, not a waste, right? That's the best you can say, is that the pick was not a waste. Like, honestly.
I mean, a fourth round, that I think he could be a low-end one, but yes, I agree that, that's a hit. Fourth round. And running backs are where you get those typically. But who else? Cade Mays is on the team. Like, I know we're talking about 2021, but I mean...
Right, but that's the thing is, like, J.C. Horn's a great player, but he's never plays. Like, he's played less than half the games he's been eligible for, I think. So, you cannot say that's a good pick. It's not a good pick.
And Pat Surtain was sitting there on the board at the same exact time.
As was Micah Parsons.
Yeah. And you...
As was Justin Fields.
Well, I'm calling Pat Surtain because he was the same position. And,
right, if you're going to draft a corner.
And number one corner in the... Right. Draft, but he went J.C. Horn.
Right. Yeah. If you're going to draft a corner, Surtain should have been the pick. And Surtain has been incredible. All pro. Like, he's been great. There were several players that should have been drafted before J.C. Horn. And again, J.C. Horn's a great player, and I really like J.C. Horn, but he's got to stay healthy to be great, and he's just not ever healthy. So, not a good pick. I'm sorry.
I agree. I don't see how they... offer him the fifth year except option.
I think you have to, because he is so good when he's out there. Because if you don't, he's gone. Someone else will sign him, and he'll probably be great. I think you have to give him the fourth round, the fifth year, and hope that this new staff coming in can figure out what the hell's going on with him.
I mean, it's injuries. I mean, that was his.
Yeah,
not
but why
out of college?
Why is he getting injured? Does he not have the right stretching routine? Is he eating wrong?
Like, bones. I mean, it's just...
Well, some of it is, but like the hamstring that kept him out for most of this year, right?
No, that was another broken bone. I don't know, man. He's had so many injuries in like 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know what... Yeah, that's true. Like, who knows what it was? I don't remember what it was. It may have been a broken bone. It might have been a hammy. It might have been a calf. I don't remember. But whatever it was... maybe it's the way he runs. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But they need to figure something out with him because not every player is as injury prone as he is.
Yeah, but that's just his body. He's just injury prone. Maybe at this point,
you know, like Steph Curry was really injury prone in the first part of his career. And he figured out different ways of managing his body in the off season and during the season. And he's been extremely healthy since. Like, I hope that there's that sort of path
for I do too.
J.C. Horn and LaMelo Ball. I'll set that for both of them. Because they're both like that. Although, you know, I don't know, man. Either way, like, you could say that J.C. Horn is probably the most talented player that Fitterer drafted.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy to say. Like, Derrick Brown is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But
Wait, did he draft Derrick Brown?
Herney, right?
I think so. I think we are having the... I know we've Derrick had Brown the discussion was, about... Yeah, at least Marty Herney, whenever he drafted a first-rounder, you knew he was going to be a quality starter, if not Pro Bowler.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Derrick Brown was the year before 2020. That would have been a Herney pick. Yep. So, yeah, you can't even give Fitterer that one.
You know what's sad is I'm like, God, I wish we would have continued with Marty Herney. At least I knew our number one quarterback would be, like,
I don't understand why Marty Herney wasn't, like, elevated to some scouting position where he only focuses on first-round picks. Like, that should just be his thing. Because, honestly, go look at his track record. It's pretty good. There's some Hall of Famers in there, right? Like, dude, it's really good.
He never really missed on a first rounder. Jeff Okah is his miss, and that was an injury plaguer player.
Right,
that was it. I don't know where the now after the first. Yeah, you could talk all the
complete,
trash you want.
Yeah, complete mayhem typically, but those first round picks were always. I mean, they were always franchise guys. It seemed like at the very least serviceable starters.
Like Scott Fitterer couldn't get a. Serviceable starters anywhere
not,
on the
not
draft,
one that stayed
like.
Healthy. Yeah,
I mean, who was it? So 2021 was his first round. Was that J.C. Horn?
Yep, that's J.C. Horn.
Then Icky, and then Bryce.
And
you traded the farm for Bryce, and people are still unsure about him.
Sure, I mean, jury's still out on Bryce.
A lot of fans are out on him, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. So,
yeah, I mean, and a lot of stuff that's come out this week, just from the players, it sounds like that locker room was absolute chaos and just not conducive to any sort of winning environment, right? Like Hayden Hurst was talking about how he thinks Bryce had way too many people in his ear and that just the entire vibe of the season was just wrong. Like the whole season, it just there was just no way that they were going to be successful. So that makes me feel, first of all, it really bums me out, right? Like,
we wasted this season.
Yeah, it's just a complete, there was never any opportunity that this was going to be a good season. But it also gives me some bit of hope that if they do get this right, that we haven't seen what Bryce is.
Yeah.
Or can be, I guess. But yeah, it's unfortunate, but we're, you know, on the path to a brighter future, hopefully. A lot of names have been coming out that the Panthers are interested in. We'll kind of start with the GMs, I think, since we're talking about Fitterer. So let's look at some of these guys, Jerry, who the Panthers are asking to talk to.
Giants assistant GM Brandon Brown.
When I first saw this one, I swear it said Brandon Bean, and I was like,
"Me too." I was like, "What happened?"
I was really excited.
Buccaneers assistant GM Mike Greenberg. I don't think he's the Mike and Mike former.
I was going to say, like, pretty good on ESPN, I guess.
Chiefs vice president of football operation Brant Tillis. I mean, coming from a Chiefs organization, you can't hate that.
I think we interviewed him before we hired Fitter during in that same cycle. We interviewed this guy, I believe. I've seen a lot of people say no to him, so I don't know. I need to look more into him, I guess.
Okay. Eagles assistant GM Alec Hallaby. Dude, someone who's learned under Howie Roseman and has done that type of situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Eagles are struggling right now, but
struggling at 11-6 and
yeah,
and, you know, making
well, I mean,
the playoffs
they're backing into the
again.
Playoffs, but
I know, but I understand that, but that's not the GM's fault.
No. Saints assistant GM Kai Hardley, and if he has knowledge of how they keep getting under the cap,
right.
I am fine bringing him in because
you should just bring him in for an interview just and basically just spend the whole time talking about this. Bring the Samir Suleiman in there and
knowledge
and have him question him, because I just saw they're minus -72 million
yeah.
coming in the next season.
They're $72 million over. It's okay. They'll be like under $20 million before
I was gonna say it. Like, here's what the cap is: you're minus -72 million equals plus $30 million.
Yeah,
plus
$30 million in free agency and stuff.
Yeah, but plus $30 million also equals plus $30 million. Like, it's it seems like the advantage goes to these teams that are way under. Somehow they manage to get way under. And the teams that are already under, they don't get more under. They just basically stay the same. So, I don't know. The Saints, I have no doubt that the Saints will be plenty of cap room coming into the season.
I personally think if your team's a cheap team, they struggle to get under the cap because then that means they can't sign anybody. But there's other teams that want to win and just are like, screw it. And they'll find a way to make that money work the way.
Right, right.
And the players get paid.
Yeah, that's like when I buy something really expensive, I'm like, that's not my problem. That's future me's problem.
That's when the credit card bill comes in.
Right. Right now, that's not my issue. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
To ask
my wife
me,
has not seen that yet.
That's that guy's that problem.
Hey, that guy. Yeah. F you.
That guy. And then like 6 months later, I'm like, what was I thinking? But, you know, that hot tub was nice. All right. who else we got here? What's the last three?
Oh, sorry. Ravens Vice President of Football Operations, Nick Mateo. Ravens organization, not a good one to pilfer.
Good to poach
Colts
from.
Colts assistant GM, Ed Dodds. Okay. Redders interim GM, Champ Kelly.
Okay.
So,
I think there's some good possibilities on here. I've heard Brandon Brown, that Giants fans are not excited to potentially lose him. So I'm wondering if that's sort of a Brandon Bean type situation where they're hoping to.
He spent before the Giants. He's been there 2 years with Daboll. He was with the Eagles before that. So
he's
so yeah, that's a solid guy there.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. You know, the Bucs continue to, that's three division titles in a row for them. This year, again, I mean, they've got a lot of talent on those teams.
They won the crappy division that we were hoping to win.
Yeah.
Hey, they were able to put it together on a team that no one else had any idea. Oh my God, Brant Tillis, I don't know who you are, but whoever did the Panthers page on him did him dirty, or this guy has like a forehead of like 25 people. Like, they stretched it. Like no
a
lie.
Peyton Manning type forehead?
Oh my God. Yes. Everybody, please. How do I share my screen?
let's not figure that out right now, but go check it out if you want to look.
On the Panthers website, look for the GM search. Oh my goodness. That. But yeah.
Well, he's obviously got a massive brain in there, so that's that can only be helpful. But no, go ahead.
Brandon Brown, right there. I think he's up my lead guy right now. Quick reading that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that, Brandon Brown. I mean, Eagles, Alec Halaby. We talked about the Saints guy, Ravens guy. Again, like, pilfer from a good organization. And, you know, there's a better chance for success, I think.
There is. I mean, Scott Fitter, it wasn't, but I mean.
But again, a chance, right? There's never a guarantee.
And you still don't know all that was going on. Whether it was, you know, someone else making the picks, whether it be Matt Rhule early or if it was David Tepper and stuff like that. And he was more of a yes man. And
that's. that's something to think about here, like with these guys, all of these guys. Mm-hmm. They might come in and then all of a sudden you're seeing basically the same type of moves because David Tepper is the one really pulling the strings. That could be, if he hasn't learned his lesson.
100%.
Like, and we hope he has. I mean, he hired the search firm. We didn't really mention that. He hired a search firm to, you know, help with the hiring process. So that is good and something he has not done thus far as an owner. Mm-hmm. And the search firm is a very, very highly thought of one.
Yeah.
Yep. The sports something.
Sportsology or something. Like that.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I did a quick digging on their website. Not much really information, obviously, but...
Yeah, but I've seen some of the other teams that they worked with, and they're, a lot of them have been successful recently. So I think that's a good idea. Just, it 100%. Does, it shows some sort of sign of growth, I think.
Yeah, that maybe the guy that, you know, I can have a couple beers and barbecue with may not be the best football coach. Like, maybe that nerdy guy that's wearing Air Forces and, you know, big horn-rimmed glasses, maybe he's weird, but he's a good coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's, who knows? We'll have to see how it works out, but those are the GM candidates. It'd be interesting to see the cadence of hiring here, if they hire the GM first or the head coach first, or if they hire them at the same time, would be interesting.
Well, I hope they hire the GM first, i.e. what they did in San Francisco. They hired Lynch, and a week later they hired Shanahan. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't Lynch get there and says, oh, I want this guy, you know. No.
Yeah, Lynch didn't go in and interview all those guys in a week.
No, exactly. Right. So I'm assuming what happened is Lynch got hired, and he's like, these are the candidates we're looking at. We really like Shanahan, have you worked with him? Maybe bring him in for a last interview type of thing, and that's how you go from there, in my opinion.
I agree. I like the idea of having the GM in place prior to the head coach. I think it is good for like a sense of like a hierarchy, right? Because the GM should be the one making those decisions for, you know, who to bring in with the input from the coach. But ultimately, the GM should be the guy, right? So I like seeing that.
Me
so
too.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. All right. In terms of, gosh, excuse me, head coaches, these are the guys the Panthers have so far requested meetings with. Ben Johnson from the Lions. We have talked about him extensively. And all accounts are he's the number one guy in Tepper's mind.
In Tepper's mind. He's got Johnson on his mind.
Got Johnson on his mind. next guy here, the Texas OC, Bobby Slowick. That was another name that's been pretty heavily rumored.
I mean, what he did with the Texans offense, I can't argue.
Well, but Jerry, they had, you know, a ready-to-win team. They just needed it, like any old quarterback was going to come in there and have massive success.
No,
from what I heard. So
no, don't listen to those people on Twitter. They were not ready to win. He coordinated a good team there, a good around his players' abilities. Now they went and got Tank Dell at Speedster, and he panned out
in the fifth round. Though
they had Meacham. So
they got lucky on Dell. I think Dell and CJ have a very good, like, those are very complimentary players. But he was a fifth round pick. Like, let's not pretend he was part of their master plan.
No, he wasn't.
Right.
But Meacham was back, and Nico Collins, I don't know. I mean, where was Nico Collins before this?
Right.
Before this season?
Nico Collins is not a rookie. Nico Collins has been there a few years.
Yeah.
Never had a season anywhere close to this.
No.
And they brought in Dalton Schultz, but like Dalton Schultz wasn't considered the number one tight end in the league. And he wasn't the number one tight end in the league. He's basically the Dalton Schultz, but not a guy that's going to come in and change your offense, right?
Yeah.
There's certainly they had better players than we have. Certainly. Yeah. They're much better coached than we were, certainly. But I do give Stroud a lot of credit. I think he is a very good quarterback. He came in, did a great job as a rookie, and if that's his floor, that's impressive.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to knock CJ Stroud. You know, I really like CJ Stroud.
Other people are. Other people have been. So the moral of the story is this Texans offensive coordinator has done a good job and should be somebody that they heavily consider.
Yeah. They have also looked at Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan. I mean, okay, what has he not done? I mean, he's really kind of transformed that offense.
Yeah, I don't know enough about him to know how long he's been their OC, but this year wasn't too impressive from them, but Joe Burrow got hurt, and they had a lot of other injuries, so I wouldn't hold that against him. I love them bringing in every single one of these guys.
Yeah, why not?
I'm not excited about every single one of them, but I love them bringing in every single one of them. Yeah. So he's a guy that I think could be interesting. The next guy here I would not be super excited about, Dan Quinn, Cowboys' current DC, former Falcons head coach, former Seahawks defensive coordinator as well. So not a huge fan of that one.
No, I mean, if you're trying to build the offense, I mean, once Shanahan left the Falcons is when Dan Quinn couldn't get anything to go to win. So, in my thought, Dan Quinn's a great defensive coordinator, and he could be a good head coach. It just, he needs a strong offensive mind to counter his good defensive mind. So, I don't trust that, especially the way we're currently built.
Yeah. I guess just a retread head coach again is one of the reasons that I'm not interested either. Like, I want to see him go young coordinator route. That's, you know, first time head coach. Those are the guys that we've seen have a lot of success recently.
So. I mean, I feel like we both wanted Steichen as our number one pick, and Steichen, he didn't make the playoffs, but I'll be darned if that wasn't a good hire. Yeah. Look what he did with a backup quarterback all season.
Right. D'Amico Ryan's also a guy that we were really high on and, you know, has done great with the Texans. So next guy here, the Ravens defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald. Mm-hmm. I think the Ravens defense this year has been outstanding. This is one I think should be heavily considered.
I agree. I mean, I know he's defensive, but if we're going defense, I want to get a younger coordinator, not a retread. And this is a guy that, you know, he watched the other side of the ball struggle and had to tweak and stuff like that. And I think maybe that perspective could help him.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like the thought there. I really like this guy too, Dolphins offensive coordinator Frank Smith. I think Frank Smith is just a cool guy and real. I wouldn't want to play for him if I was a football player. And obviously that Falcons offense has been very good with a
Dolphins
quarterback.
You said Falcons, I think.
Dolphins. I meant Dolphins if I said Falcons, sorry. Dolphins offense obviously has been dynamic and they have great players, but they do have a quarterback who I feel like has the same or similar limitations to Bryce Young.
So I 100% agree with that. My only worry with him is I don't think he calls the plays. I think Mike McDaniel does.
Is that a huge deal, though?
I mean, I guess he's going to have to bring in somebody to call the plays anyways. I mean, at least it's not the whole issue with Frank Reich and Thomas Brown that we had this year.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he's never called plays before, he wouldn't come in with the desire to call plays, I would think. So that doesn't bother me too much, but, and I don't know if he calls plays there. I assume you're right.
I don't think, now I don't like say I guarantee it, but I do think when I've watched most Dolphins games, which I've been watching more than I thought I would because they're fun to watch, it really usually seems like Mike McDaniel's calling, but I don't have.
Could
that
be right, but so. But he's learned under Mike McDaniel, so that's something. If you're a team that's rebuilding and you want to emulate an offense, I would say the Dolphins is a good one to try and build your team around.
Yeah, I think the only problem is they're really predicated on some speed.
Right.
And that is
that's what I'm saying.
We do not have at all here.
Currently, we do not. We do not. But like I said, I think we're blowing up and rebuilding.
Yeah, and we need to.
That should be the focus. And if it is, then build your team around speed, because it's a lot of fun to watch and it's proving to be successful.
Yeah.
So, Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris, another coach who has experience in the NFC South, former head coach. Again, one that I wouldn't be incredibly excited about, but I think Raheem Morris was a good coach.
I think I would be. He was really young when he started at Tampa Bay. Him and Sean McVay are very close. I've listened to him on podcasts. He's a really good like player coach.
Yeah,
and I think he could bring some good offensive coaches with him coming from that Rams.
True.
And stuff, and I think he also worked with
that's
Shanahan.
That's where Thomas Brown came from,
and...
by the way.
What?
That's where Thomas Brown came from.
Yeah. But he also worked with Kyle Shanahan in Washington, D.C. Under Jay Gruden, I believe. Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. I am done with my knowledge of coaches.
Better. The I'm better
dropping Gruden. That was all off the cuff.
Well, that was impressive. Yeah. So, again, my main dislike of, or not dislike, but just non-excitement about that would be hiring a retread head coach. Yeah. Next guy, Ravens OC Todd Monken. I like that, but I feel like the Ravens offense is in no way would mirror what we would need here in Carolina with Bryce.
Now they have changed a good bit this year under Monken.
Lamar's still going to have almost 1,000 yards rushing. That's such a big part of that offense.
Yeah, but I mean, he tweaked it to keep him healthy and what he does best.
I think running is, I know he's a good passer as well, but I know running is that's really where he separates himself from the other quarterbacks, right?
You're right. But at the same time, I mean, what he's done comparatively is just a lot, man. I'm trying to find his stats.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. And I like the Ravens. They're fun to watch. I just don't, you know, what could Tom Monken do with a non super athletic quarterback like that? Like, you know, Bryce can run a little, but he's not Lamar Jackson.
No, he's definitely not.
Anyway, he's not Lamar Jackson. But,
he had 800 yards rushing this year.
Yeah.
But he played 16 games. The four previous seasons, he wasn't able to go the complete yardage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, you know, that's good. But he still, it's not like he wasn't running.
No.
Right? They didn't change it that much. Maybe the type of runs. Maybe him getting down earlier. I don't know.
He did have 457 passes, which is his most...
Yeah.
I guess it was by 60, so maybe not that much.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, bring him in. I would just... That's the only thing that would give me any pause. So,
yeah.
Last guy here, Bucs offensive coordinator Dave Canales. Again, another one that they've had success. I like the way they've drafted offensively. And
I mean, he put together an offense that Baker Mayfield succeeded in.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it was throw it up to the awesome Mike Evans and speedy, you know, Godwin.
Yeah.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah. And they always have a pretty good running game without having like elite running backs. Mm-hmm. They always seem to be competent there. But I like the explosive nature of the offense. And, you know, again, they have Mike Evans. That's, you know, a pretty unique player in the league, but if you're, again, you're rebuilding an offense, rebuilding a team, make it in an image like that. So.
Yeah, it's just hard to find those players.
Right, but, you know, you prioritize drafting a wide receiver in the first round, you've got one of those players.
Yeah. Quick look at this group. Who would be your blind favorite, or your personal favorite, I should say? Ben Johnson's obviously the favorite to get the job.
I'm on the Ben Johnson train. I like it. He's got a really fun offense. That's really what I'm looking for. Just give me entertainment. I want to see fun football, winning football, obviously, but we're not going to win soon. So fun football. I like Bobby Slowick. So outside of Ben Johnson, he would probably be my next guy.
Yeah, I think I would probably go Ben Johnson and Slowick too. And then Frank Smith, even though I do worry about him playing calls and only being down there in Miami for 2 years, but
he's extremely well respected. And I haven't watched a lot of the Hard Knocks season Hard Knocks, but I think I might watch.
I might too, especially if he gets hired. But
I've seen a couple of episodes, but I think I might watch just to see if he's featured. Going defensive, I mean, probably Mike McDonald for me.
I wouldn't mind Raheem Morris if we're going defense, mostly because I know that offensive side he's pulling from is going to be good or smart.
Yeah. Potentially, right?
And he runs a 4-3, I believe, which this team needs to really kind of emulate. I am not thinking this 3-4.
Well, luckily, it wasn't rebuilt enough to where going back to the 4-3 is going to be a big deal. I mean,
which, by the way, Evero, you did great because a lot of those players did not fit your scheme.
Right, yeah. A name that's not on here, Steve Wilks. Not a surprise, but I think that tells you he probably isn't going to be interviewed here.
No, he's got an interview with the Chargers.
I did see that. That would be a great hire for them.
Yeah. I mean, I hate saying it, but he's not going to be a cheap coach, which the Spanos family, the owner of the Chargers, are extremely cheap.
Yeah.
I think if he brings over a coordinator from San Francisco to help out on the opposite side, that could be very good for him.
Yeah. I would have been okay. He would have been my top defensive guy had he been interviewing with us. And Ben Johnson and him would be very close.
They're not going to interview him because if you did, if he doesn't get the job, you're going to get the fan backlash again.
Yeah, true.
And I think Tepper's already on a negative scale with the fans, and I feel like he feels it and he understands, so he's trying to not ignite it more.
Yeah.
Even though he brought music to Carolinas.
Bringer of music.
So those are the current coaching candidates. Now, I don't know. We do plan on taking a week or two off. We'll see if anything else breaks because, you know, that's how the Panthers roll. They don't like to give us a break.
Yeah, and if they, you know, announce the Browns offensive coordinator has been offered an interview, I don't know that we'll reconvene for a news like that. But Harbaugh, maybe.
Yeah.
Although it seems like they're not interested.
Yeah, which I don't know why you would not. I guess you don't want to bring him in unless you're really serious about it. That would be my only thought.
Well, I think that there's some of that. I think there's a lot of him wanting probably to be the GM as well. Which I wouldn't hate, honestly. I think he's one of the few guys that does it well.
He's a good talent evaluator. I mean,
yeah. But, that's a bummer. I would have liked to at least bring him in and talk to him. It can't hurt.
Yeah, know? I don't know why Tepper has always been really anti-Harbaugh.
Yeah. Last year it seemed like he was interested, Harbaugh, but Tepper not.
So. Yeah. I don't know if there's bad blood there or something, you know.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I think he's a guy that's going to come into the NFL and he's going to have immediate success because he's a good coach.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's because Tepper sees that Harbaugh's a hard guy to get along with. And maybe he sees it that way. And Tepper is also a hard person to deal with. And those two type of personalities together, he knows will be conflicting. And
yeah, like 90 times out of 100, it's explosive and doesn't work. But those 10 times that it does work, right? Like that's where you get the success. So,
and then it falls apart, like it did in 49ers.
Yeah, you have 5 years of high success, and then it just has run its course.
Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones.
Yeah,
I mean. Yep. It happens.
Yep. So, again, I would still like them to bring him in. I think it's dumb not to. He would be a great hire here, so I don't get it, but whatever. Okay, we got a bit of news.
Yes, the team has signed Stephen Sullivan, LaBrea Ray and Nick Thurman to 1-year extensions. I would say good for all of them. Nick Thurman and Sullivan, especially. I think Nick Thurman, I mean, he played really well down the stretch.
He was okay. And that's saying something.
For that position. Undrafted rookie free agent, I felt like he played really good.
Not a guy I'd be excited about being the starter next year at the beginning of camp, but. Happy to have him as a backup.
Now, signed to future contracts, running backs, Tarik Cohen's coming back, Mike Boone, and Spencer Brown. Dude, Spencer Brown has been on this team probably 7 years.
Hey, he's making a career out of being on the practice squad.
He is. And good for him.
Good for him. I like Spencer Brown.
I do too. Wide receivers, Jalen Camp and Cam Sims. Tight end, Jordan Matthews, who used to be a receiver, and Chris Pierce.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. These are all... If you have a feeling one way or another, and you don't know these guys personally or know something they've done horrible or great...
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Defensive end, Raekwon Williams. Cornerback, A.J. Parker, and... cornerback Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
That we're not stashing the quarterback on our practice squad for a second.
Right. That would be interesting.
All to get the coordinator for the Dolphins here, Mike McDaniel.
Yeah. that's that. And who knows if any of these guys will be, you know, players on the team next year, but. I like all of them, so whatever. Okay, anything else
you wanted to discuss? I just want to thank Cody for sending in your artwork for the Mix podcast. We are working on updating our logo and stuff, so we appreciate that. Andrew, friend of the podcast, I could call him that because he emails us a lot. Basically talking about, you know, our veer off into sports movies. And he was talking about he loved The Replacements and Blue Chips.
Blue Chips, great movie.
Blue Chips was a great movie. Yeah. Shaq, was it Anthony Hardaway?
Anthony, yep.
Yeah, so.
Anthony Hardaway, yep. Yeah, I love that movie.
Nick Nolte, I need to
watch that movie again.
Full cocaine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably mid-cocaine, maybe early cocaine days.
Yeah, mid-cocaine. Yeah. Not full cocaine.
Right, right. You never go full cocaine.
No.
thanks for that. Goon was another one that was suggested on
Goon. Twitter. I love Goon.
Yeah.
Sean William Goon's Scott is such a...
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, great movie. That was one that I was like, oh, can't believe we forgot Goon. Another one that I thought of, Moneyball. Moneyball is such a good movie. Have you seen it?
I've seen it. It was not. Yeah, that one was not mine.
Well, you're not a big baseball guy.
No, I'm not. I like Major League, I guess, though that's not really baseball. I don't know.
I mean, it is baseball, but it's sort of like the Savannah Bananas, which, like, it's really fun, but it's not really baseball.
Hey, Rookie of the Year. Baseball movie.
Oh, yeah, Rookie of the Year. The have to. Have to.
I thought about this one earlier. Little Giants with Icebox.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we used to play from Little Giants here a few years back. You know?
I mean, I did say, though, that I had a thing for Icebox back in the day. Because, I mean, we were the same age at that time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you remember that movie?
I remember the movie. I don't remember who
Icebox is. She was the girl, Rick Moranis' daughter in it.
Oh, okay.
She was, gotcha. Her nickname was Icebox.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember much about the movie. That's one I think I only saw one time, and I've never seen it again. And it was when I was, like younger.
Yeah.
That movie came out in the 90s, right?
Yeah, it had to come out in the 90s. I think that was, like, yeah. Now I gotta find.
Was
it? It was before Rick Moranis.
Early 90s?
Retired. Yeah. 1994.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. So I was pretty young. It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you are younger than me, so that makes more sense.
Slightly, yeah. Okay, so again, I like the sports movie thing. I think we should have a podcast where we mainly talk about sports movies.
Mm-hmm.
What, like one? During the off season, so let's think about that. Otherwise, I'm good.
Yeah, we want to thank everyone for listening. If you like the show, please let your friends know. Please follow us on Twitter at MeowMakesPodcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at mailbag@meowmakespodcast.com. If you leave us a 5-star review with a comment on Apple Podcasts, we'll read it on the show. Please like and subscribe on YouTube.
We'll be back when we're back. It could be soon. It could be a couple of weeks. We'll see, you know, what's worth talking about. But yeah, we're gonna take a bit of a break if we can, but we'll be back if, you know, major news occurs. And until then, everybody stay safe out there and keep bounding.